Yeah, gotta say what's up to my nigga Slick Rick. For those that don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who with me, sing that shit. Has it go a little something like this? Lordy dawdy, we likes to party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some niggas who on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all my dogs, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy conditioning, which we create, cause that's our mission. So listen close to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretch up, a moaning, yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I threw some soap on my face and put my hands up on a cup and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top dog of them all? There was a rubble double, 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Oh no, more one name, one letter usernames. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is April 20th, 2022, and it's 1903 UTC, a little bit late, but it is time, and it's good. Hey, Tobus here, Publius, a new username to SX1. Hey, thanks a lot for being here, thanks for hanging out. Let me see. Sorry, I'm a little bit everywhere. I think they all I wonder. I'm curious about something now. Sorry, one moment. Okay, sorry. I was just had to check. I was checking my email. All right, let's get going. I'm everywhere. I'm just disorganized. Hey, there was someone named you yesterday. And there's someone with another one-letter name just recently, and it looks like they're all accounts created just a few days ago. So that's why I was calling you out. All right. Let's see. Well, really, let's just go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead. Yeah, the topography's weird in and on radio right now. All right, but you know what? Focus. Let's go ahead and talk about the most important thing. It is April 20th, 2022. That means it's 4/20/20, which means it's Extra Weed Day. Okay, S, no worries. I was only giving you grief because I thought you were one of the newbie kids that were running through here because we've had a whole ton of people. Killing me. Killing me. Oh, let's see. X1 set the topography. I guess the topography can be set by any user in Anon Radio right now. Anyway, let's get moving. First, Move Over Giuliani, How Loopholes Sparked a Golden Age of Cannabis in New York. That's right. We're starting with a weed story because it's April 20th, and it's a weed holiday. I'm not sure around the world, but definitely in the United States it is. For the past few months, anyone visiting Katz Deli in the Lower East Side of Manhattan, as famous for its role in When Harry Met Sally as it is for its pastrami, has queued near a green-painted food truck strategically parked on Houston Street to capture Katz's foot traffic. Adorned with multicolored LED signage advertising the city's latest hot delicacy, cannabis, passerbys can stroll up to the truck's sales window and peek at a menu written in marker on a white dry erase board and ask to see and smell a sample before forking over $60 cash for 3.5 grams. Dang, the cannabis industry's standard serving size. Business is so good that in addition to the truck here and the others outside of Trader Joe's in Brooklyn and a major subway transfer in the Upper West Side, the Green Truck recently opened an 8th location. Why are you giving me so much shit, S1? Though none of this is technically legal, even if the $60 is legally a donation, as the bored-looking man running the truck explains. Nobody cares enough to intervene. On a recent visit to Katz's, a New York Police Department police car was parked behind the Green Truck, where donations or sales, whichever, continued, as if police did not exist. Marijuana possession and consumption is legal in New York State for adults 21 and over, and has been for almost a year. But the way New York has gone about legalization has been very different from other states, like California. There are strong social justice provisions and guarantees to reserve cannabis retail opportunities for minorities and others most harmed by the decades-long drug war. That's kind of nice. New York's legalization law, the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act, or MRTA, is one of the most progressive legalization laws in the country. New York is also considered the next big prize for the country's fledgling cannabis industry, which recorded $40 billion in legal sales in 2021, according to B of A Securities Research. Projections vary, but New York's appetite for cannabis is projected to be worth between $3.7 and $5.8 billion within the next 5 years. Hey, Publius, welcome, welcome. And thanks for... Publius has now set the topography to a different version of ASCII art for an on radio, but I still dig it. And S, you don't have to shut up. Just don't give me shit the whole time for everything I say. Since New Yorkers are allowed to smoke cannabis anywhere tobacco can be smoked, a privilege not enjoyed by Californians who risk a ticket for that act, it's also the most permissive legalization law in the country. This all adds up to a nearly unthinkable transformation for New York, a city that under Mayor Rudy Giuliani became the world capital for petty marijuana arrests. The state won't issue the first sales licenses until this fall, but in the meantime, an enormous unregulated and technically illegal gray market has emerged. In short, it's never been easier to find and purchase weed in New York City, and it has never been less risky to sell it. It's crazy, it's a dream, said Milton Washington, who has sold cannabis for most of the past 15 years and lives in Washington Heights in Upper Manhattan, where he plans to transition his current if-you-know-you-know-style cannabis speakeasy to a legal licensed consumption lounge. Along with sommelier-level curation, the lounge will host a cannabis-centric and unapologetically black fitness and wellness exercise he calls Rock Mill. So, the article goes on and on about extolling the virtues of cannabis and just different cool things and features, but I wanted to mention it because, again, it's Weed Holiday Day today. X1 points out, progress of the big tech is exponential, but the social progress is nowhere. Progressive utopia is a utopia. And Publius lets us know the guys selling loose joints in the back will be donating half their proceeds tonight to the Police Benevolent Association, Simon and Garfunkel concert in Central Park. Oh, cool. And welcome, JDLT. Thanks for tuning in, joining up. I would mention here, it's 1910 UTC, which means it's time for the news. We're talking about new stuff, but at 1930 UTC, every damn day is the Dubious Goals Committee. And then at 20 hours, I'm not sure, I think I saw Zeptar in comm not too long ago, but the Zeptar show's on the schedule, along with audio theater late tonight. I find whenever I'm going to sleep, I tend to start going to bed around 0600, sometimes during the open mic a little before that. But man, that audio theater is entertaining. They've done a few different old news style stories, and it's a nice little way to end the day. All right. Let's go ahead and keep it going. Let's actually start now the way we're supposed to start.
World news.
So, we've mentioned a few days ago about how in India, if you are of the wrong religion, like if you're a Muslim guy or person, and the government doesn't like Muslims in India right now, they'll just go bulldoze your house. They'll say you committed a crime before you get tried or anything. They'll just go bulldoze your house for you. Well, Indian authorities, riding bulldozers, have raised a number of properties in a New Delhi neighborhood before the Supreme Court halted the demolitions days after religious violence showed took the area and saw dozens arrested. On Wednesday morning, bulldozers demolished a string of shops on the roadside in Jangipuri, where the owners peered out from windows in their homes, watching helplessly as their stalls were destroyed or taken away on trucks. A couple of hours after the drive began, under the protection of police and security forces, the Supreme Court stayed the demolition of properties in the residential area, about 25 kilometers from the Indian Parliament. A three-judge bench of the top court, headed by Chief Justice of India N.V. Ramana, ordered the status quo should be maintained in the case until the next hearing slated for Thursday. The petitioner to the court said the municipal authorities had not alerted the shopkeepers before raising the operation. But for nearly an hour after the top court order, officials continued to demolish structures, including the outer entrances and stairs leading into a mosque. They stopped the bulldozers just outside the entrance of a Hindu temple, about 50 meters from the mosque, and began to retreat, spurring outrage from many Muslim residents who said they were being targeted. "They don't want Muslims to live in this country. Why are Muslims terrorists?" said Sabirin Bibi, 31, who lived in the area all her life. Several Muslim residents in the area said shopkeepers were not given advance warning about the operation. "My entire shop's been ruined. Equipments, bikes that were standing for repair are all destroyed in the demolition drive," said a man who gave his only name as Ashu. So, officials said their demolition drive targets illegal buildings and not any particular community. But critics argue this is the latest attempt to harass and marginalize Muslims, who are 14% of the 1.4 billion person population. They point to a pattern of rising religious polarization under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP, or Bharatiya Janata Party. So, it's just wild. So anyway, this has just been a terrible story, but at least they've halted demolition for now. A lot of hate for Muslims during the month of Ramadan. It's very lame. All right. Also, shouldn't say lame. I guess it's just a really bad news. China has ratified international labor treaties as scrutiny of treatment of ethnical minorities mounts. Quick, X1 says this guy. Quick. China ratifies international labor treaties as scrutiny of treatment of ethnic minorities mounts. Ethnic. The Belgian McDonald. China's lawmakers on Wednesday announced that it ratified two international conventions against forced labor, months after the UN experts voiced concern over the country's treatment of ethnic and religious minorities, particularly in the Xinjiang region. Beijing's approvals come as the country faces accusations of widespread human rights abuses in Xinjiang, including forced labor. Rights groups estimate at least 1 million Uyghurs and other Turkic Muslim minorities have been incarcerated in re-education camps there, allegations that Beijing roundly rejects. Officials maintain the camps are vocational training centers aimed at reducing the appeal of Islamic extremism. London and Washington have been among vocal critics of China's treatment of minorities, with the U.S. State Department previously calling on China to end its genocide and crimes against humanity in the region. The United States, of course, being one of the key innovators of genocide in the world. On Wednesday, China's top legislature approved the ratification of the International Labor Organization's Forced Labor Convention, as well as the abolition of Forced Labor Convention, according to official announcements on the National People's Congressional website. Labor rights have been a fraught issue in China, with a committee of 20 experts appointed by the ILO, a UN agency, taking China to task in its annual report published in February. So, China has lashed out at accusations of forced labor as untrue and politically motivated. The EU had sanctioned four Chinese officials over suspected human rights violations in the region, and China responded by imposing its own sanctions against European politicians, scholars, and research groups. So, you can check that out. The story's over there at France 24 if you're interested. Oh, man, we're already halfway done. That marijuana story was a little long, and it's sometimes it's hard because this guy...
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
He just always wants to hear the music. Just wants to hear it. It's like to hear it, here it go, you know, that kind of thing. All right. Well, we've got songs. We've got music. We don't have rhythm. I don't have rhythm. But, I mean, what else can you do? You know what? Before we do that, let's talk about some kids dying. I feel like we need to bring the mood down a little bit. Hepatitis. That's right. Long and horrid. That's an MJ story. Uh-oh. Health officials say they're now investigating unexplained cases of hepatitis in children in four European countries in the U.S. Cases of hepatitis, or liver inflammation, have been reported in Denmark, Ireland, and the Netherlands, Spain, and the U.S. Last week, U.K. health authorities said they had detected higher than usual cases of the illness among children, and the cause is not yet known. The European Center for Disease Control didn't specify how many cases had been found in the four European countries, but the WHO, World Health Organization, said less than five had been found in Ireland, and three were found in Spain. It added that the detection of more cases in the coming days was likely. Hey, Zeptar! Welcome, welcome! It's so good to see you in the comm. Welcome. The DJ Zeptar, the Zeptar show is at 20 hours today, so it looks like that might just be happening. DJ Zep in the hizzy. Welcome. Investigations into the cause of the illness are ongoing in all of the European countries where cases were reported. In the U.S., Alabama's public health department said nine cases have been found in children aged 1 to 6 years old, with two needing liver transplants. Investigations into similar cases in other states are taking place. Last week, the U.K. Health Security Agency said the usual viruses that cause infectious hepatitis A through E have not been detected among the cases in the U.K. As a result, investigators are looking at other possible causes and believe that common adenovirus could be the cause. Adenovirus is a family virus that usually causes a range of mild illnesses such as cold, vomiting, and diarrhea. It did, however, say that other possible causes of the illness are also being investigated, and it didn't rule out COVID-19. Added, there's no apparent link with COVID-19 vaccines. Could you imagine that if COVID-19 gave you hepatitis? Man, you couldn't even, anyway. Just be terrible. Anyway, welcome, SM. Wow, it's a whole party in comm now. SMJ's here. Adam D's in the house. Just thank you, thanks everybody for being here. 1930, we got the Dubious Goals Committee. We sat a few times, but let's jump into a song. So, since we're on a drug kick, this is Amy Winehouse, and the song is called Wake Up Alone.
It's okay. In the day, I'm staying busy, tied up enough so I don't have to wonder where is he. Got so sick of crying, so just lately, when I catch myself, I do a 180. I stay up, clean the house. I'm not drinking. Run around just so I don't have to think about thinking. That silent sense of content that everyone gets just disappears soon as the sun sets. His fears in my dreams, sees in my guts. He floods me with dread. Something solar, he swims in my eyes by the bed. Pour myself over him, moon spilling in. And I wake up alone. Bothers my heart. Catches up and I'm breathless. There's this ache in my chest. 'Cause my day is done now. The dark covers me and I cannot run now. My blood running cold. I stand before him. Seizing my guts, he floods me with dread.
Anon Radio is your Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the HDF Public Access Unix System.
That's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, well, that's powered by you. So thank you for being here. There's a lot of new people or people just coming back. Vintage Computer Fest East is weekend is coming up. And the SDF 3B2/500 is up and running if you are interested in that. Also, shout out to F. Boonerin and S. and Adam D. and M. Chamley. Thank you all for being in comm and for hanging out and being around. Let's just... Oh, shucks. Mastodon isn't my friend. Anyway, it's giving me grief right now. So, what was I telling you about? Well, I was telling you, stay tuned. The Doobie Skulls Committee starts in just 7 minutes. And the music we heard was Wake Up Alone by Amy Winehouse. And what else? There's so many things going on, thanks F. Boonerin, but the problem I have is that I had a Mastodon SDF account, then I wanted a shorter domain name, so I got a tilde Mastodon name and forwarded Mastodon to the tilde one, but when I did that, if I ever try and open any mastodon.sdf.org web link, it just takes me to my "you're currently forwarding things to another instance" message. But I don't know how to revoke or reverse that process without like messing a bunch of stuff up. So anyway, I will use a private browsing window, which is usually what I do. And then that will let me open it up because we got a link and calm, and I gotta find out what it is. It's driving me nuts. Here we go. Boom. It is the SDF 3B2/500. It's online for VCF East through SDF's 35th birthday celebration. You can SSH over as 3B2@SDF.org to connect. That's 3Bravo2@SDF.org. And it is very rad, super cool. It appears... Is that in the Living Computer Museum there? It looks like it. But it is definitely one of the coolest pieces of hardware. Or it's another fun piece of old hardware. All right. Let's go ahead. We've only got about 5 minutes and a ton of news to talk about. So we're just going to go through some headlines because there's a lot happening. First, in Senegal, six midwives have been charged with a woman's death. A pregnant woman died in the hospital. She was in her 30s and waited in vain for a cesarean section for hours, and her tragic fate has stunned the country. Four of them were imprisoned Tuesday night in the northern city of Louga, and two were provisionally released. The two had been employed for more than 4 years as trainees with a modest remuneration and were asked for results in terms of the quality of care provided. We're not really sure what's going on here, why... They were in a hospital but couldn't get a doctor, so we'll see what happens. There's a marmite crisis in South Africa again, and the shortage is expected to last for months. If you're in South Africa, I'm very sorry. I know this is a delicious to some food. Basically, the short is that marmite uses yeast, and yeast is specifically... as a byproduct of beer brewing. And so there's not enough beer brewed by Heineken, AB InBev, the two biggest freaking one of the largest, or if not the largest, beer making groups. They don't have enough yeast. There's been a drop in sales, so there's been less beer made, which means there's less yeast, which means there's less marmite. And it is causing some stress in South Africa. So, thoughts and prayers. The UK court order moves Julian Assange closer to US extradition. Home Secretary Priti Patel will decide whether to approve UK court order to extradite the WikiLeaks founder. In Niger, the The Minister of Communication, Mohamedou Zada, has been jailed for involvement in a high-profile embezzlement case. And also in South Africa, people are really sad right now. South African flood victims are struggling with despair, and it's not just because of the Marmite. It's because of the flooding that destroyed everybody's houses. With shovels, mallets, and machetes, they work for 4 hours to try and move the debris, hoping that vehicles could at least get through. But it was just all in vain. It is just a total devastation there in South Africa and lots of communities. And a bacteria has been linked to prostate cancer and is hailed as a potential breakthrough. Scientists discovered bacteria linked to aggressive prostate cancer in work, hailed as a potential revolution for the prevention and treatment of the most deadly form of the disease. X1 letting us know, yeast grow like crazy. They cannot be short of it. Marmite is kind of salty, nutritional yeast. Yeah, I was trying to summarize the story, but it's specifically the byproduct from the beer brewing that they need. So they can't just grow yeast and make Marmite. It has to be specifically from these types of beers, apparently. Or at least that's what the article said. Oh, no, we're going to run out of time. Focus. Oh, my thoughts are everywhere. Florida's governor, DeSantis, threatens black voter power with electoral maps. Proposed map would chop up the 5th district into 4 new ones, where black voters would comprise a much smaller share of the vote. This is a common thing going on in the United States. You just redraw the electoral maps so that the minority groups or whatever voting bloc you don't want to win cannot win. And then, ta-da, you've circumvented the process. 2,000 Kenyan police are labeled as mentally unfit to serve. And a U.S. professor wins $400,000 payout after refusing to call trans student a woman. Shawnee State University in Ohio had reprimanded Nicholas Merriweather, who then sued on First Amendment grounds. So, the university said, "We adamantly deny that anyone at Shawnee State deprived Mr. Merriweather of his free speech rights or his right to exercise his religion." So, we'll see how that all plays out. But probably nowhere. He's just going to take his money and go somewhere else to be...
7.